ஸ்ரீவாசுதேவாய நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 9th கேண்டோ சாப்டர் 11 டெக்ஸ்ட் 7 நமோ பிரம்மண்ய தேவாய ராமாய குண்டமேதசே உத்தம ஸ்லோக துர்ஜாய நஸ்த தன்னார்பிதாங்க்ரே ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் பை ஸ்ரீ ப்ரபுபாத். ஓ லார்ட், யூ ஆர் தி சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி காட் ஹெட் ஹூ ஹவ் அக்செப்டட் பிராமணஸ் ஆஸ் யுவர் வர்ஷிப்பபிள் டிடி. யுவர் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் மெமரி ஆர் நெவர் டிஸ்டர்ப் பை ஆங்ஸைட்டி. யூ ஆர் தி சீஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபேமஸ் பர்சன்ஸ் வித் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் and your lotus feet are worshipped by sages who are beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. O Lord Ramchandra, let us offer our respectful obeisance unto you. Text 8. Kadachil loka jigyasur udo ratrya malakhita charan vacho asrunod ramu bharjya mudisya kasya chid. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami continued, once while Lord Ramchandra was walking at night incognito, hiding himself by disguise to find out the people's opinion of himself, he heard a man speaking unfavorably about his wife Sita Devi. Text 9. Nahum vibharmitam gustam அசத்திங் பரவிஸ்மகாங் ஸ்ரைணோஹி விப்ருயா சீதாங் ராமநாம் பஜே புனஹ. ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் பை ஸ்ரீல ப்ரபுபாத். ஸ்பீக்கிங் டு ஹிஸ் அன்செஸ்ட் வைஃப் தி மேன் சேட், யூ கோ டு அனதர் மேன்ஸ் ஹவுஸ் அண்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் யூ ஆர் அன்செஸ்ட் அண்ட் பல்யூட்டெட். ஐ ஷால் நாட் மெயின்டெயின் யூ எனிமோர். ஏ ஹென்பெக்ட் ஹஸ்பண்ட் like Lord Rama may accept a wife like Sita who went to another man's house, but I am not impacted like him and therefore I shall not accept you again. Text 10. Iti lokad bahumukha durarathyad asambhido patyabhitena satyaktam பிராப்தா பிராச்சேதசாஸ்ரமம். ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் பை ஸ்ரீல ப்ரபுபாத். சுகதேவ கோஸ்வாமி சேட், மேன் வித் தி புவர் ஃபண்ட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் ஏ ஹீனியஸ் கேரக்டர் ஸ்பீக் நான்சென்சிகலி ஃபியரிங் சச் ராஸ்கல்ஸ், லார்ட் ராமச்சந்திர அபண்டோன்ட் ஹிஸ் வைஃப் சீதா தேவி ஆல் தோ ஷி வாஸ் பிரெக்னென்ட். தஸ் சீதா தேவி வென்ட் டு தி ஆசிரம் ஆஃப் வால்மீகி முனி. டெக்ஸ்ட் 11. அந்தர்வத்ஞாகதே காலே ஜமௌ சாசுசுபே சுதௌ குசோலாப இதி ஖்யாதௌ தயோசக்ரே க்ரியா முனிஹி. ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் பை ஸ்ரீல ப்ரபுபாத். வென் தி டைம் கேம், தி பிரெக்னன்ட் மதர் சீதா தேவி கேவ் பர்த் டு ட்வின் சன்ஸ் லவ அண்ட் குச. The ritualistic ceremonies for their birth were performed by Valmiki Muni. Parvarti Shloka, text 12. Angadas Chitra Ketusha Lakhana Syatmaja Smrutau Takhya Puskala Ityastang Bharatasya Mahipate. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O Maharaj Parikhit, Lord Lakhana had two sons named Angada and Chitraketu, and Lord Bharata had also two sons named Takhya and Puskala. Text 13 and 14. Suvahu Sutasenasya Satrughnasya Babhuvatu Gandharvana Kodisho Jagni Bharato Vijayi Disham tadiyam dhanamaniyo sarvam rajye nivedayat satrugnascho medho putram lavanam naam rakshasam tattva madhuvane chakri mathuram naam vaipurim. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Satrugna had two sons named Subahu and Srutasena. When Lord Bharata went to conquer all directions, he had to kill many millions of Gandharvas, who are generally pretenders. Taking all their wealth, he offered it to Lord Ramchandra. Satrugna also killed Rakshasa named Lavana, who was the son of Madhurakshasa. Thus, he established in the great forest known as Madhuvana the town known as Mathura. Text 15. Muno nikhipyatanayo Sita bhartra vivasita dhyayanti rama charano vivaram pravivesaho. Being forsaken by her husband, Sita Devi entrusted her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni. Then meditating upon the lotus feet of her husband, Lord Ramchandra, she entered into the earth, offered by Srila Prabhupada. It was impossible for Sita Devi to live in separation from Lord Ramchandra. Therefore, after entrusting her two sons, care of Valmiki Muni, she entered into the earth. Text. Tatsrutva Bhagavan Ramam Rundhan Apidhya Sucho Smaramstasya Gunamstasan Nasaknod Ruddhum Iswaraho. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. After hearing the news of Mother Sita's entering the earth, the Supreme Personal Godhead was extremely aggrieved. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon remembering the exalted quality of Mother Sita, she would not check his grief in transcendental love. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Ramchandra's grief at the news of Sita Devi's entering the earth is not to be considered material. In the spiritual world also, there are feelings of separation. But such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief in separation exists even in the absolute. But such feelings of separation in the spiritual world are transcendentally blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vasyatva subhava. Being under the influence of ladini shakti and being controlled by love, in the material world, such feelings of separation are only perverted reflection. Here, in purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Ramchandra's grief at the news of Sita Devi entering the earth is not to be considered material. In the spiritual world also, there are feelings of separation. But such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief in separation exists even in absolute. But such feelings of separation in the spiritual world transcendentally blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vasyatva svabhava. Being under the influence of ladini shakti and being controlled by love, in the material world, such feelings of separation are only a perverted reflection, because material world is a perverted reflection of spiritual world. 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says that thing, first verse. Urdhva mulam adhasakhyam asvastam prahurabhyam sandasi jasya pannani jastam veda sabedavit. The material world is a upside down banyan tree, whose roots are upward, branches downward. Upside down banyan tree, actually such tree is not there. But you will see the reflection of a banyan tree that stands on the bank of a river or lake. So its reflection, shadow reflected on the water, you look at it, you will find it is upside down, isn't it? The root is upward, branches downward. So the material world is like upside down banyan tree, means this is shadow of the real world. real world is spiritual world and this material world is shadow. So this is shadow. The roots are upward, branches downward. That means what is there? In the real tree everything is here, but everything is upside down, perverted. This is the purpose. So, in spiritual world, therefore it says, in the spiritual world there are feelings of separation. But such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief in separation exists even in absolute. But such feelings of separation in the spiritual world are transcendental blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vasya tosvava. Being under the influence of ladini shakti and being controlled by love. In the material world such feelings of separation are only a perverted reflection. Because it is there, spiritual world, and because this separation, union and separation is there, in existing in absolute, we find also here in material world, union and separation, but it is perverted. Just opposite. No spiritual blissfulness is here. Do you understand? That is the purpose here. So, I am saying this is very deep and very subtle philosophy. This is rasa tattva. Two opposite things. Union and separation, two opposite, isn't it? Union, opposite, separation. Two opposites are combined together. In Gauranga Mahaprabhu you will find these two opposites are combined together. Union is there and separation is there. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the combination of Krishna and Radha, isn't it? Combination of Krishna and Radha. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the last limit of Paratattva, in Gauranga Mahaprabhu you will find these two opposites combined. So, and two things exist in one container. Understand my language? Two things, two opposite things, union and separation, sambhava and vipralamba, existing in one container. That is very, very wonderful. You understand? And very wonderful and mystical. In Braja Leela, in Braja, Rasaraja Rasapati, Rasaraja Krishna and Rasapati Radha, two persons. Do you understand? And their Leela, transcendental Leela. Do you understand me? The Leela is like a flowing of a river, Leela Prabaho. Understand? And eternal flowing. So, Ridhbhara has two embankments. Similarly, this flowing of the Leela, as a flowing river, it has two embankments. That is Sambhava Vipralamba, union and separation. Two embankments are union and separation. So, the embankment of union, Radha and Krishna release the mellow, milana rasa, mellow of union. And the embankment of separation, both, this Radha and Krishna release viraha rasa, mellow of separation. Understand? Try to understand. In Ujjala Nilamani, this is rasa tattva. Ujjala Nilamani, Rupa Goswami is rasacharya. He has described all these things. You understand? This is very subtle tattva. So, union and vipralambha, separation, there are four types of vipralambha. You understand? Four types of vipralambha. Purvaraga, mana, pravasa, prema, vaichitya. Understand? Jagatpati. four types of Vipralamba and four types of Sambhava. Everything four types. Four types of Vipralamba, Purvaraga. In English, I may say, affection prior to meeting, that is Purvaraga. Mano means sporting. Pravasa means distant sojour. Prema Vaichitya means feeling of separation even in the presence of the beloved. That Prema Vaichitya. Purvaraga is the infatuated condition that arises before the actual meeting as a result of either seeing or hearing about the beloved. Understand? That is Purvaraga. Mano arises when one of the attached couple starts courting and becomes firmly determined to stay aloof from the other, being averse even to looking at the other. This particular state of affection has two aspects, namely sahetumano, nirhetumano, courting for a reason and courting for no reason. Sahetumano can be pacified by sama, pleasing words or consolation. Kriya, worship. Dana, presenting gifts. Understand? Nati, bowing down at the feet, begging excuse. And upekya, indifference. When a porting festival is created by nirhetumana, it can be mitigated very quickly by being in a beautiful place or in the passing of time or simply by the sound of flute music. Prema Vaichitya comes about even in the presence of the lover by causing an unusual transformation of the heart which produces an intense fear of impeding separation. This is a natural characteristic of pure prema. Prabhasa comes about when one's beloved has traveled to another forest, town or country. Thus, there are four distinct stages of Vipralamba, love and separation. In Ujjwala Nilamani chapter 15, you may look at detail Rupa Goswami has given. Similarly, Sambhoga is of two types, Mukhya, primary, and Gauna, secondary. Each of these heading can have four varieties of contact, namely Sankhipta, Sankirna, Sampanna, Samruddhimana Sambhava. Understand? Sankhipta means brief, a simple meeting. Sankirna means narrow, a meeting slightly hindered by fear, etc. Sampanna means affluent, a warm loving meeting, often a sojourn, after a sojourn. And for Samruddhimana Sambhava, fully enriched, the total enjoyment of union. Four types. These four types of union occur systematically after the four types of separation. Do you understand? Four types of viraha, four types of sambhava. Sankhipta sambhava occurs after purvaraga, simple union after prior affection. Sankirna sambhava occurs after mano, narrow union after courting. Sampanna sambhava occurs after kinchit dura pravas, affluent union after a short sojourn. Samruddhimana sambhava occurs after sudhra pravas, full enriched union after a long separation. Understand? So you understand. Because of this topic comes, Mother Sita couldn't tolerate the separation. Intolerable. So she entered into the earth. So Prabhupada in the purport just hinted, never explained, hinted. That he said, in the spiritual world also there are feelings of separation, but these feelings, such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief in separation exists even in the absolute, but such feelings of separation in the spiritual world are transcendental blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vasyatva svabhava. On this point I am speaking. I am explaining this thing. Tasya prema vasyato subhava. That means being under the influence of Ladini Shakti and being controlled by love. Those feelings are there. This is question of releasing the mellow. I say, this is the flow of the leela, like flowing up a river. A river has two embankments. Similarly, this leela prabaha has two embankments, that is viraha and milana, union and separation. And it is natural, two things are required. Otherwise, you cannot move on, as you have two legs, right leg and left leg. Then you move. If one leg is cut off, you cannot move, can you? No, two things required. The bird is flying, the two wings are there, right wing and left wing. Therefore, bird is flying, moving. The two things required. So, leela prabaha is just two embankments, viraha milana, union and separation. Otherwise, it cannot move on. Understand? Absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary. Yes. And this leela is eternal leela, transcendental leela, sweet leela, and eternally flowing. Those who are rasika, understand me? Those who can release the mellow, they are rasika. Cannot release, berasika. They cannot understand it. Berasikas cannot understand. Those are rasikas, they may understand it. What are you, rasika or berasika? You are berasika, isn't it? As berasika. So is there one rasika is here, then he may release something. Otherwise not. So on the embankment of union, milana rasa, mellow of union is released, both by lover and beloved. Understand me? So on the embankment of separation, viraha, viraha rasa, mellow of separation is released, both by lover and beloved. Understand me? But in the form of Gauranga, there is no two forms, this is one form. Lover and beloved, one form. Krishna and Radha, one form. That is Gauranga, isn't it? There is no two. There is no duality. It's Advaita Bhava. You understand me? No Dvaitattva, no duality. Because combined form of lover and beloved, Radha and Krishna, so this milana and viraha, two opposite things are containing in one container. Understand my language? Two opposite things containing in one container, that is Gauranga. You will never find anywhere except Gauranga. In brother leela, two bodies are there, lover, beloved, Radha and Krishna. So they release. There is union and separation, and they release. But this is very wonderful, this is very wonderful, achintya, inconceivable, wonderful, mysterious and inconceivable, that two opposites, separation and union, containing in one container, that is Gaura. Gaura leela is very wonderful, inconceivable leela, therefore, understand. So brother leela, that you cannot find in brother leela, that union and separation existing together. Understand me? Understand? You cannot find. It's not there. Only in Gaura leela. Two opposites containing in one container. In brother leela, you cannot find. From brother leela, Radha and Krishna, two persons. But it is not that. It is there in brother leela, but it is very, very short-lived. And not always and not everywhere. Understand me? my language. Rasacharya, Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned this thing. Because Rasacharya, and those are Rasika Bhaktas, Braja Rasa, Rasikas, they release it. What you say, Prema Vaichitya, I say Prema Vaichitya, you understand Prema Vaichitya? Prema Vaichitya comes about even in the presence of the lover. Prema Vaichitya means feeling of separation. But that comes about even in the presence of the lover by causing an unusual transformation of the heart which produces an intense fear of impeding separation. Understand? This is Prema Vaichitya. This is a natural characteristic of Prema. One example I will give. So many examples Rupa Pada has given. In two dramas, Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. In Vidagdha Madhava there is Prema Vaichitya, Gopi Abhisar, Rasa Gopi Abhisar. In Lalita Madhava, Vaidarbhi Milana, Pratima Milana, Krishna Bhujarupi Bhujanga Milana. In these incidents, this Prema Vaichitya is there. And this is very subtle, not everywhere and always. But in Gaurav Swarupa, these two opposites are always there. Understand me? Always there. Mirana Viraha. And in one container. So, I'll give you this from Lalita Madhava, this Vaidarbhi Mirana. Vaidarbhi is Rukmini, understand? Rukmini is the prince of Vidarbha kingdom. So name is Vaidarbhi. So when there is intense separation, intolerable, cannot tolerate. Krishna left Brajabhumi, went to Mathura, so gopis felt intense separation. Acute pang of separation, intolerable. They'll die, especially Radharani. And two chief Naika, Radha and Chandravani. Understand me? Radha left wing, Chandravani right wing. Contesting. Understand me? They are chief Naika. Understand? My words? All right. So, Radharani felt so acute pain of separation. Sometimes I have described, I cannot survive, I will die. So intense, so intolerable. So once she drowned herself into Kalindi. Jamuna. Understand? Another name of Jamuna is Kalindi, and didn't get up, drunk. So Kalindi or Jamuna is the daughter of Suryadev. Understand? Suryadev's daughter. So Kalindi delivered Radha to her father Suryadev, sun god. Suryadev's devotee is Satrajita. You understand? So Suryadev gave Radha to his devotee Satrajita. Satrajita's daughter is Satyabhama. So Radha entered into Satyabhama. Understand? Radha entered into Satyabhama. So Satyabhama in Dwaraka. Isn't it? Satyabhama in Dwaraka. So Krishna is now Dwaraka, king of Dwaraka. Do you understand? Krishna is the king of Dwaraka. Do you follow? So, in Lalita Madhava, in Lalita Madhava, Rupa Pada has mentioned that. And he has mentioned Nava Vrindavana, new Vrindavana. You understand? Vishwakarma has created a Vrindavana there. name is New Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan. So Prabhupada created New Vrindavan in that West Virginia, Nava Vrindavan. So now Radha has entered into Satyabhama. Satyabhama is in that Nava Vrindavan, and that is created in Dwaraka. Vishwakarma has created. So Satyabhama, Radha in the form of Satyabhama there, and with her there is her Sakhi Navabrunda. Sakhi. So Radha's this banks of separation so acute, intolerable, so her girl companion Navabrunda called Vishwakarma and asked him, please make Nilamani. You understand? Understand? Shyama Murti. Murti of Shyam. Please make. Understand me? Deity maker makes deity. Makes a Murti of Shyam. Will place in Nava Vrindavan. Understand me? My Sakhi is feeling acute pain of separation for Shyam. Understand? Jagatpati, dull head, try to understand. So, Vishwakarma made Shyamurti. So, Radha in Satyabhama, finding, say, Soyam jivita bandhu rindu badani bhuyaha samasaditaha. Oh, again, I find the Lord of my heart, my best friend here. Understand? As if she found directly. So, every day she brings flower, sandalwood paste, tilak, garland, decorates that murti, padya, arghya, understand? Nonsense. When you offer worship, don't you give water or foot washing, padya, then arghya for achaman, nonsense. That is all deaf fellows, wasteless. I am not wasting my energy, So disappointed I am. All deaf fellows cannot understand. So engaged in this service. Similarly, Krishna is also feeling pangs of separation from Radha. This is reciprocate. So in order to relieve himself from that feeling of separation from Radha, Krishna sometimes at intervals comes to this new Vrindavan. Understand? Comes to this new Vrindavan. And in new Vrindavan, that is the Murti of Shyam made by Vishwakarma. Isn't it? New Vrindavan, artificial Vrindavan. So today, Shyam has, Krishna has come, and today Madhu Mangala is with him. So they entered into that new Vrindavan, and Krishna saw that Murti, Shyama Murti, understand, and became amazed. Sakhe Madhu Mangala, Kathang Aranya Vesadharini, Hariniyam Madanga Pratima. Rupa writes like this in Lord Tamadhava drama. Sakhe Madhu Mangala, Kathang Aranya Vesadharini, Hariniyam Madanga Pratima. Oh my dear friend, Sakha Madhu Mangala, this Murti, so beautiful, amazing. It is stealing my heart. From where it has come? Understanding? I think this is made by Vishwakarma. Do you understand? Krishna says, all right, oh my dear friend, who offers worship to this murti? When offering worship to this murti and offering chandan, sandalwood, the pujika means lady, devotee, offering might be shedding some tears. Do you understand? Shedding some tears on the sandalwood and pasted it. Understand me? I could understand it very well. So Sri Krishna wanted to know who is that worshipper, lady devotee who is worshipping this murti, in order to catch her, transfer that murti from that kunja with the help of Madhu Mangala. Understand me? Transfer to other place, because he wants to see who is that lady devotee coming and offering such worship to this murti. Then Satyabhama came with the arati plate, puja thali plate, everything, with her sakhi Navabrunda, isn't it? Krishna became amazed, saying, Satyabhama, and he saw Radha in her, isn't it? But Radha has entered into Satyabhama. Understand? Dull head. Seeing Radharani, Krishna became amazed and said, Hanta Hanta Katham Seviyume Pranavallava Radha. Oh, this is my dearest Radha, Krishna says. Krishna knows that Radha has drowned herself in Kalindi, already drowned. She is not in the material, in this planet, no. Now he saw her here. Then thought of, Vishwakarma has created this for my pleasure. For my pleasure, my happiness, this new Vrindavan. Otherwise, how will it be possible in Dwaraka that I could see Radha here? So, again thinking, is it an artificial Radha created by Vishwakarma? Made by Vishwakarma? And Radha also sees Krishna, isn't it? She is thinking, this murti looks directly like Krishna. At that time, she is shedding tears. She is shedding tears, torrential like torrential rain, and is folding and saying, Ai pratibimbe, this deity, dear deity, lotus eyed, everything auspicious with you. Then Krishna says, Ai mahamantra mai radhike. Understand? Krishna says, Ai mahamantra mai radhike. This is true. Krishna is very happy now. Because
you are asking this question exactly like Radha.
Understand me?
Satyam idanim ekah Krishna khemi jadyam sarvamudrayam tam lokattaram anukurvati tam syakhemam pruchasi. Exactly, Radha's questions. Do you understand?
Then, Radha in Satyabhama, saying to her girl companion Navabrunda, Sakhi, oh my dear girl companion, such amazing! Pratimapi madhuram vyaharati! What wonderful! Pratima it is speaking. Speaking, understand me. What wonderful that, how wonderfully this Vishwakarma has made it. This Pratima is speaking, deity is speaking, and very sweet. It's like the voice of Krishna. So sweet voice. Yes. Krishna in his mind thinking, aho, Gandharva Puranu Karinopi, Maya Gandharva Natyasya Kapi, Chitta Chamatkarita. That means, Vishwakarma knows some illusory feats, thereby she has made such nice murti, Radha murti. And this artificial Radha Murti, seems to be actual Radha. Then, Radha in the form of Satyabhama, feeling this mood of, what do you say, crying mood, said, Ai Krishna Pratime, understand me? Oh, deity of Krishna, Ai Krishna Pratime, this Hatabhagini, most unfortunate I am begging some alms from you. Alms. You become conscious. Sis, you understand, shedding tears. Her eyes are filled with tears. I am feeling such acute pang of separation. Please give me some pleasure. Hearing this thing, Krishna was also feeling the same sort of separation, isn't it, from Radha. So, tears also roll down from the eyes of Krishna. So, Radha in the form of Satyabhama wiped out the tears with one corner of his sari, of her sari. You understand? You follow? They both are present. Radha and Krishna both are present, but the feeling ping pangs of separation. Understand me? This is wonderful. This is prema vaichitya. Viraha and milana. Union and separation existing together. Do you understand? So, beautiful, so relishing, so startling, isn't it? Chamatkar, excellent. Understand? This is in Lalita Madhava Navabrindavan Sangama. In Vaidarbhi Milana. Similarly, Chandravali had entered into Rukmini. Radha entered into Satyabhama. Chandravali entered into Rukmini. Understand? Cannot tolerate the pangs of separation. Intolerable. So, it is in fifth act of Lalita Madhava drama that Chandravali in the form of Rukmini is going to jump into a blazing fire, just one fast, I cannot survive, understand? Going to jump into blazing fire. At that time, praying, offering prayer to Agnidev, oh, Bhagavan Hutasana, Agnidev, please take me, I am entering into you now, please take me to my, what say, most beloved Syamanagara, to the lotus feet of my most beloved Syamanagara, please take me there. Because I am his maid servant, completely I have taken shelter at his lotus feet, please take me there. Therefore I am entering into you. Oh, I am God. Understand? Offering this prayer, just going to jump. In that time, Krishna has come with Garuda, the bhala. Riding on Garuda, Krishna has come. And Rukmini, the daughter of King Bhismaka. Bhismaka, do you understand? And Krishna has come in the form of a dancer. Garuda saw the beauty of Rukmini. No language is there to describe the beauty. Then Garuda asked Krishna, my dear master, please see the beauty of this princess. Krishna said, Parangana Bilokana Drubhasana Nibhrutire Vasreyasi. It is not good to look at others' wife. Do you understand? It is not good. Don't look at. But Rukmini is now going to jump into the blazing fire, shedding tears. Rukmini, that means Chandravali in the form of Rukmini, saying this, O my sister Radhe, O my Sakhi Padme, Ambe, Gokuleswari, O my Lord of my heart, Sikhanda Chuda, just saying like that, while going to jump into the blazing fire. The Krishna is there present. Krishna understood, oh, these I have heard in Vrindavan. This is the language of Vrindavan. How can I hear the language of Vrindavan here in Dwarka? Understand me? Then he ran, and from backside, is going to jump into the fire. From backside, Krishna came and just embraced him, checked her to jump into the blazing fire. Do you follow? This way. Rukmini understood her girl companion Sakhi Madhavi might have caught her up. Do you understand me? Madhavi might have caught her up and obstructing her to jump into the fire. Then saying, Muncha muncha ma khalu dukkha ma apaya. Hey, just leave me, oh my dear girl companion Madhavi, just leave me, let me jump into the fire and burn into ashes completely, I cannot survive. At that time, Chandravali in the form of Rukmini removed the ring, one in her finger, thought of Krishna, and put it in the finger of, it's really finger of Krishna, but Chandravali thinking it's her Sakhi Madhavi. So, thinking that Sakhi Madhavi, putting her ring on the finger of Madhavi, says, oh my Sakhi Madhavi, please, take this. Purushottamasya drushti margam labhate. Let this finger come into the vision of Purushottama Krishna. Take it there. I request you, please do it. I am going to finish my life falling into this blazing fire, I cannot survive. But Krishna is embracing her at that time, and she is feeling the pangs of separation. This is both union and separation in one container, one type. So amazing, so relishing, and so mysterious. Do you understand? This is Lalita Madhava Vaidarbhi Milana Prema Vaichitya. Understand? In Braja Leela or this Pura Leela, you will find this, but for a short time, and not always and not everywhere. Understand? So I say, because of this comes this tasya prema vasyatva sobhava. Just this one short line, Prabhupada quoted, being under the influence of Ladini Sakti and being controlled by love, this thing takes place.
In one?
Yes.
How is he still moving? Is there any impediment then? Is that some impediment? Yes, you're saying there should be two opposites to the river.
Yes.
You bring them together, wouldn't that create some problem with movement? Of keeping
because
the flow?
Because two things are there. Why problem is there? It's moving. Two are there, but two are in one container. But in Braja Leela, two are separate. But in Gaura, you find in one container. Do you understand me? This is wonderful. You'll never find such thing anywhere, only in Gaura Leela. Understand? This is tattva, very deep. You are neophyte, it's not easy for you to understand it. And your mind is all material thinking, material way it moving. But it's nothing material. What purpose? Nothing material. Transcendental experience. Material is something is perverted. Perversion is there. Union and separation, they are in material planet, but it is perverted, not transcendental blissfulness. But there is transcendental blissfulness. That you cannot understand. This question about mellow, raso aswavana, releasement of mellow. Rasika bhakta, he can release. I say, if some rasika bhakta is there, can release, then I will console myself, yes. I have not wasted my time. Otherwise I feel despondent, desperate. I wasted. No rasika bhakta. Understand?
Your mercy can make us rasika.
Somebody released? Somebody released? No? I said, by your mercy. Why don't you say, yes, I released. Then I feel happiness. Yes!
Very good.
Otherwise I feel so despondent. Wastage of my energy, time and energy.
Now Vrindavan, Krishna comes with Madhumangal.
Yes.
But in Vaidarbhi Milan, he comes with Garuda.
Garuda.
That's the difference is there.
Hare Baba, you cannot conceive all these things. Krishna is so wonderful. He can do and undo anything he likes.
No, is there the difference in mood?
Difference in mood, definitely. Radha and Chandravali, true, Radha is a leftist, Chandravali rightist, true opposites, contesting. Do you understand? Leftist, rightist, contesting. But Krishna cannot get the same pleasure that he gets when he unites with Radha, when he unites with Chandravali. She gets the highest pleasure there. There's another thing to say, sneha, gruta sneha, madhu sneha, Krishna sneha, ghee and honey. Chandravali sneha is gruta sneha, ghee type. Radharani sneha is madhu sneha, honey type. So if the ghee will come in contact with fire, it will melt, where honey will be condensed. That difference is there. Understand? Try to understand. If you are relishing, then I feel such a yes, one rasika bhakta is there who relishes. Then my energy is not wasted. Otherwise, I feel wasted. 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 What do you say?
Sanatana Goswami in the Bhagavatamrita also also speaks about that Nava Vrindavan.
Yes. Yes.
Is it the same?
Same.
Same. And he's always there?
Hmm?
They saw always pastimes there?
In Bhagavatamrita says that is the dream of Krishna.
Dream.
It's dream of Krishna. Krishna is absolute dream is also absolute. Everything is absolute. Yeah. But in material world is dream, dream, dream. Not that small. Dream. Understand? That another topic is there. Purnamanarapha. Anka. Act. That is described.
So Rukmini is using words like Purushottama.
Purushottama.
Dharanani yes. Will not use that. Right wing.
Right wing.
Mahaprabhu is relishing which stages of separation and union? Like Sankhita, Sankirana.
Who?
Mahaprabhu. Is it only Prema Vaichitya?
Samruddhimana Sambhava and
Prema Vaichitya.
Prema Vaichitya.
Together.
Together. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai, Krishna Leela Rasa Vaidigdhya ki jai, Rasika Bhaktavinda ki jai.